Tracy, what's God been doing?
That's a loaded question. Well, it's really good to be here with you this morning. And Lord, help me. it's so good to see so many of your familiar faces. And as I was just saying hello this morning to many of you, the first thing that came out was, we've been praying for you every week and or every day, and I just really am so grateful for that. So thank you so much, and I hope that what I have to say really encourages you. And I mean, it's all God. God has done it. He's given me this testimony. So I also know that there's many familiar faces, but there's many that I haven't seen before. So I'm just going to give just a little bit of a quick little background so that everybody's on board. So my name is Tracy Gerbrandt, and I've actually been attending here since about 2001, up until 2018. And about a year ago, almost to the day, I was diagnosed with stage 3 ovarian cancer. And so I did chemotherapy for months, and that wasn't working very well. I ended up just getting blood transfusions after blood transfusions, and then I actually changed the chemotherapy, went on to a different kind, and that seemed to not really work either, but it just kind of kept things at bay for a while. And so things were quite difficult, especially in this last spring, where it was difficult to eat, it was difficult to take full breaths. Most of the time I was in bed and I was just laying, because that would to seem to be the most comfortable. So this tumor was quite large. It was about bigger than a football, and it was I felt like I looked like I was about 7 or 8 months pregnant all the time for a while. It was rather uncomfortable. But all the while that all of this was happening, we were definitely being encouraged, and there were so many churches praying, including this one, and so many people and giving words of encouragement, whether they were spoken or written, encouragement in the form of dreams and visions that people had, and so it was very, very encouraging. And that's many times what just kept us afloat and kept us hoping that there was going to be a way out, as the doctors were not very hopeful. One of the things, like having had all those words of encouragement, one of the scriptures that really encouraged me was, it's from Psalm 119, 49 and 50. And it says, "Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. This has been my comfort and my affliction, for your word has given me life." And so the way I see that is essentially it's just telling or asking God, like, can you just make good on the promises that you said to me? Like, will you come through for me? Right? And so we just kept on hanging on to that. And another scripture that stood out to us right from the beginning was found in Luke 18, verses 1 to 8. And I will read that out. Then he spoke a parable to them, that is Jesus, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, "There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard men. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, 'Get justice for me from my adversary.' And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, 'Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.' Then the Lord said, 'Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?'" So this was a passage of scripture that we were, my whole family was so encouraged by, and we just kept on putting our hope, like just we keep on praying, we don't give up, we persevere, God's going to answer, like there's an answer coming, there's something coming, he's promised. And so we kept on doing that. And in the darkest times when I didn't feel well and physically couldn't really focus on a lot of things, the one thing that I just kept on focusing on and running through in my mind, as simple as it is, but how profound it is, that Jesus loves me. So God is good, because before we even knew what was going on and before I even had this diagnosis, he had given a word of knowledge to our family that I was in the palm of his hand, right where he wanted me. Oh, I didn't really get it at that point, because I didn't know what was happening. But even so, when I did get the diagnosis, he assured us that victory was certain. And that's very encouraging, but it's not always easy to believe. And that this disease was not unto death. And that he had a higher purpose, in which involves ministry. So we're still going to see some of those things come to pass. So in the spring, just this last spring, we had tried some additional treatments and seen some different doctors, and the option of surgery was presented for my case. And typically it isn't, because it's not how they deal with this type of cancer, so I'm told. But we felt peace about it as we prayed, and so we met with the surgeon. So 2 days prior to the surgery, the surgeon told me, lovely lady, amazing, told me that based on the results of the CT scan, which was 4 weeks earlier, the tumor showed like it was in pockets, so it was not consolidated at all. And, excuse me, she assured me that they would not get everything. And that this was purely just to improve my quality of life. But we were praying, and many people were, and we were believing for better things, that wouldn't be the outcome. So the day before the surgery, oh, we know people were praying, because every one of us, all four of us, had such an overwhelming sense of peace. It was really undoubtedly supernatural, because I don't know how, like our natural reaction would just to be full of fear and anxiety and so on. The Lord gave us peace, and we were specifically praying for these things, that God would remove the tumor entirely, and that it would not be attached to any major organs. And so we prayed this, and we knew others were praying alongside us with this. So the day of the surgery came, and they had allotted for 2 to 3 hours. But after a little over an hour, the head surgeon came in to speak with my parents and my sister, my family, and a big smile on her face, and she said, "We got everything." So praise the Lord. Yeah. So God answered our prayer. It was not attached to any major organ, and it was actually consolidated. It had come together. And so somewhere in between those 4 weeks, so the CT scan and the surgery, it had come together, and God intervened. And had he not, then the surgeons wouldn't have been able to do what they did. So he was the one that laid it out perfectly for them. One of the surgeons came to me the next morning while I was resting in the hospital, and he asked me how I was doing, and then he said, "You know that this is the best case scenario, right?" And I just was floored. I was just like, wow, like those words just still burned in my mind, right? And another one of my doctors said, 99.9% of the time, this kind of thing does not happen. So it's thanks to God. I wouldn't be here giving this testimony if it wasn't for him. And additionally, God took care of other things as well. they had said that they would have to completely do a complete vertical cut in order to get this tumor out because it was quite large. But what really happened was that they only had to make a 4-inch cut. They were able to deflate the tumor because it was full of liquid, and they were able to remove it in a small cut. So that really reduced the recovery time. And as you can see, it's only been 7 weeks since the surgery, so I've recovered incredibly fast and healed really well. I feel quite good and have a lot of energy, and yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah. So having shared that scripture with you beforehand in Luke 18 about the judge asking for justice from her adversary, I have to share this one little thing with you, which is kind of humorous. I like it. The morning I was discharged from the hospital, I was just resting. I can't remember what time it was, but anyways, one of the doctors came around, and she was just making the rounds and seeing everybody, and I knew it that I was going to be going home, and so she was just some last minute things, and she came in and she introduced herself, and she said, and I was I was half asleep a little bit, I had dozed off, and she said, "Good morning, my name is Dr. Justice," and I was like, "Did you say Dr. Justice?" She's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "That's a fantastic name." And she just kind of chuckled, right? But in me, I'm like, I knew what it really like meant. I was like, this is awesome. Like, so anyways, I thought I would just share that too, just to throw that in there. But I also wanted to share a couple of things that specifically that God had encouraged us with. Like, there were many, like was saying, dreams and visions and words of encouragement and knowledge that God had given us and encouraged us with. But 2 weeks prior to the surgery, or approximately, the Lord gave my sister a dream in which she saw my belly, actually, and all the parts of it were kind of coming together and consolidating. And she didn't really know what it meant. She didn't share it with me right away. I think she just shared it with my mom. And we just kept on praying, nevertheless, those two things, that it wouldn't be attached to anything and it would be consolidated. And now we know what it meant, but we were given that encouragement at that time. Months before this, my mom had also, the Lord had given my mom a dream, in which she, in which I had a surgery, and it was successful, and the words that she heard were clean, clean, clean. And so she didn't share that at first because we didn't want to go for the route of surgery, but we know that God was, you know, encouraging us with that. So anyways, the Lord has done a miracle for me, and I am so grateful. To say I'm feeling better is kind of an understatement, actually, because I feel like a different person. It's a pretty much like a 180, and sometimes I feel like I still can't wrap my head around it. I think it happens at times, so I'm thanking God every day and believing that He's gonna complete that work, completely restore, and just believing on that scripture that He who started a work will be faithful until the day of Christ Jesus. And so, I wanted to share these last couple things because I found them to be quite profound, especially in the darkest, when I was just going through the darkest time. And one of them I've already shared, that I was just focusing on this truth that Jesus loves me, and that the other thing was that that God, like it says in Jeremiah 29, that He has plans for thoughts for peace and not for evil, for prosperity and not for calamity, for a hope and a future. And as many times as we've heard those, I know that they are in some ways cliche because we've heard them so many times, but yet they're true. And those are the things that specifically the enemy came against me with during the darkest times because of the way that I was feeling. Because you feel like feeling awful. God, why would you, how can you let this happen? Like, or why are you letting this go on like this, right? So those were the two things that I found were so important to focus on. Jesus loves me and he does have a plan for my life. And so I just leave that with you. And once again, I just thank you so much for praying and believing with me. And God has done an incredible miracle. Like, there's no other way to describe it. So praise the Lord. Yeah.